two things that we are talking about: digital prospecting and messaging. So messaging is part of digital prospecting. So actually, we just talk about one thing, which is prospecting, specifically prospecting on LinkedIn for B2B sales, for tech sales, for SaaS sales, anything related to that. What's the purpose of LinkedIn? The purpose of LinkedIn, to me, has always been to do business, right? That's what separates this social network from everything else, from TikTok, from Instagram, from Facebook. That's all more on the entertainment side, right? But LinkedIn is really there to do business. And, you know, one of the things that you will find is you'll find the CEOs of multi-billion dollar companies on there doing their thing on LinkedIn. So that alone is an opportunity for us in sales to really start embracing LinkedIn as a proper channel. One thing that I see is still happening is that a lot of sales organizations put traditional sales strategies onto LinkedIn. And we know that this doesn't work anymore, right? So if you think of cold calling, if you think of cold emailing, if you think of all this aggressive outbound, you can't do that on LinkedIn. If you do that, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. And one of that opportunities is to stand out from what everybody else is doing. If you're in sales, you want to stand out from your competitor, because every product, every service nowadays turns into a commodity. So we've got loads of CRMs, we've got loads of collaboration software, we've got loads of chat software, we've got loads of streaming software. All of that is just a commodity. And what sets, or one of the things that sets these brands apart, is how the first touch with sales makes the prospect or the potential buyer or user feel. And that is something that we can influence, right? As soon as we move away from the traditional outbound and embrace the differences that LinkedIn brings. That's how I see LinkedIn. LinkedIn is that you're on LinkedIn to do business. At least I am, right? I want to do business. I don't want to look at funny cartoons or stuff like that. That might help awareness or reach or the engagement, but we're there on LinkedIn to do business. And why not? It's a business and professional network. Now, if you're in sales and you want to connect C-level, C-suite, maybe even sales managers or head of IT, whatever, so the high level and the mid-level, what we found is very interesting is a lot of CEOs and a lot of C-level executives are on LinkedIn, but they are very inactive and they hold back a lot. They don't comment. They don't post. Maybe they reshare a press release. Maybe they say, welcome to the team if there is a new hire. But they're very closed off from what is going on LinkedIn, on the feed in general. So what does that mean for us? What does it mean to us if our ICP is a C-level, is a head of IT, is a decision maker that is in that level? Well, we have to really think about, how can we approach them? How can we do that? And there's, you know, a lot of social selling training out there that says you need to engage with their comment, with their posts, comment on it, add value in the comments. Well, that's all absolutely fine. And that's absolute, I agree with that. But if you have a CEO who never posted on LinkedIn, how do you engage? Right? You can't. So that is cut off. So we need to do something different. And one of the thing that I said is, if you're on LinkedIn, you're on LinkedIn to do business primarily. And we are constantly running these experiments. How do CEOs react on LinkedIn? How do head of sales or IT directors react and engage on LinkedIn? And one thing that has become very clear is, once they accept your invite, that's your chance to start the conversation. And that's really all we need. All we need is for them to accept the invite, because then we are interesting enough to them to start the conversation. And I think that's really interesting. It's not a spray and pray approach, right? It's not like you pitch hundreds and thousands of prospects. Now, if you want to connect with a C-level or the CEO, of a company who is absolutely jam-packed. Their day is jam-packed. So you want to kind of break through that noise. So we have to go around that and about that in a very smart way, right? And the first step is really to get them to accept our invite, because then we have access to their profile. And what does that mean? Well, in most cases, we can see and get their email address. Now, I'm not saying scrape LinkedIn for email addresses and send emails en masse. I'm not saying that. But think about it. Which email did you use to sign up to LinkedIn? Was it your professional email, your business email, or was it your personal email? I can tell you that I signed up with my personal email. And most of our ICPs, most of our prospects do the same. Some will change the email to their business email. That can happen as well. But if you just think about the fact that we have access, legal access, and solicited access to someone's email who invited us to start the conversation, now that is a game changer. The sad thing is that a lot of sales organizations, the strategy still remains outdated. What do I mean by that? The strategy is to go on LinkedIn, connect with as many people as possible, scrape the email, ideally scrape the phone number. Sometimes you get lucky and you get that, and then do the cold call campaign or do the mass en masse email, cold email campaign. Well, if we are targeting these higher levels, the C-suites, that is doomed to have here is a fantastic new opportunity that LinkedIn gives us. And we don't want to put on top of that our old, outdated, sometimes harmful sales tactics. So that we need to change some things. And I know that from our work with a lot of SDRs and sales teams and BDRs and also sales managers, that there's still a long way to go until we have made that switch, until we have made that transformation to really embrace social as a channel where we can fill our sales pipeline with. Let me just check on my team, because there was a huge noise in the background. Everything all right? All good. We're not giving up. So, and I specifically wanted to do this night talk for SDRs and sales pros on a junior level and how you can utilize your LinkedIn, because there are several challenges that we need to maneuver around. And one of the things is, first of all, we established that we can target our ICPs, but in order to do that, we need to know the precise ICP. We've done that's part of the Probing Sales Framework training program. I've done a whole video and workshop on how you can identify your target account matrix and your buyer matrix, meaning your ICP, on several levels down to the values and so forth. So if you're interested in that, you see the ticker down there. And also the link is in my bio. So we need to know who we want to start a conversation with, who we want to approach, right? That's number one. That's the first thing that we need to know in order to get our invite accepted. The second thing that we need to have is an absolutely stellar LinkedIn profile. So what we do tonight in this very first night talk, I'm really excited about it, is something like pimp your profile. I don't know. Do you remember the MTV kind of Pimp My Ride or something? Like, was that MTV? I have no idea. Just, you know, comment below. Was it MTV? I think it was Pimp My Ride, something like that. Because I have a story to tell you, and I want to tell and share that story with you. Because last year, we worked together with a client. They were rooted in a traditional SDR cold calling campaign and setup. And so we came in and picked three prospects. And the target was IT directors, head of IT, head of digital transformation, had everything to do with the cybersecurity and SAP and so forth. So we came in and just looked through their list, through their prospect list, and picked three that really stood out to us. And we went on LinkedIn. we did some research on them, what they did around that topic. And then we found these three decision makers on LinkedIn. And it took us, I would say, was it 25 minutes, roughly 25, 35 minutes to book meetings with them on LinkedIn, because we knew that they were on LinkedIn. We sent the invite. We were lucky enough that they accepted the invite straight away. So they were online, and then we just started the conversation with them, and then they agreed to a meeting, to a discovery call, right? This not a meeting booked, so it was the invitation to a discovery call, of course. Now, if you think about it, we looked in their CRM and saw that each of these prospects had already 15, 18 dials on each. So, you know, SDR picked up the phone 15, 17 times to each of these decision makers. And we were quite pleased with the results, because, you know, what we did in, let's say, roughly half an hour or 45 minutes, we just reduced the time. We take time out of their equation, right? Time out of the sales side. So, but in order to do that, we had to have a profile. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about how I set up my profile and how you can steal that, and how I would set up my profile if I was an SDR at the moment, if I was a BDR, maybe even an account executive. So the first thing that someone sees when you send them an invite is your name and the job title. So it's the headline, right? The headline that you can adjust to whatever it is that you're doing at the moment. So that's the first thing that they see. And I think in the notification, if you add a note to the invite, you see a preview of the note. Now, what I would do is really have a stellar LinkedIn profile that starts with the LinkedIn image. The image, the profile image that you put out there, starts with the banner in the background, and most importantly, the headline / your current job role. Now, if you're an SDR or a BDR or even an account executive, what's the issue? What's the issue with being an SDR on LinkedIn? Well, everything screams sales. Everything screams, I'm here to close you. I'm here to sell you something. I'm here to close you on having a chat with me, on having a demo with me, on booking a discovery call with me. So the first thing that I would do is, and that is, by the way, all these big guns up on the C-level, that they can smell that from miles away, right? And, you know, there's no use in really saying in your LinkedIn profile that you're an SDR. So the issue is around your job description, about your job role. But we don't have to tell them that we're in sales. We don't have to tell them that we're an SDR, a sales development representative, or an account executive. We don't have to do that. We can change the job title, because, to be quite honest with you, your LinkedIn profile is yours. Your employer has nothing to do with your LinkedIn profile. They have absolutely no right to tell you what to put in your LinkedIn profile. You don't even have to say that you work for company XYZ. We can get around that as well. The only thing that we want to have is a real company, right? And it can be you as a freelancer, it can be you as a person. We just need to give the impression that it's a legit business. And think about it the other way around. When you're on LinkedIn, you are building your own personal brand, because when you start out in sales, when you're an SDR or BDR, you're going up your career path. You don't know where you end up, right? But you want to go up higher. You want to improve. You want to grow. And it doesn't matter if you work for company X, Y, or Z. What's important is who you are, what you bring to the table, right? The skills that you have, the skills in having a sales conversation, in a discovery call or in a demo, how you go about that. That's what defines you. And ultimately, people buy from people like people who are alike, right? So if you're prospecting, you will attract people to you who like you, who are alike. Now, if you prospect upwards, meaning you're an SDR and you want to prospect a head of IT or a C-level executive, more important than ever before to have a great LinkedIn profile that does not scream sales. So I would have an issue with my job title as being an SDR. I would not say I'm an SDR. I would look at alternatives. And some of the alternatives as a job title could be, what do we have here? We could be a pre-client service executive. We could be a VP pre-customer advisory or advisor. We could be a client enablement executive. We could be a customer enablement executive. We could be a client customer enablement manager. We could be a pre-client consultant. Why do I say pre? Well, they're not customers yet. They're not clients yet. So you're not lying. You're absolutely faithful and absolutely true in what you say. You want to get them as a customer. So your job is to turn a pre-customer, right? Someone who is not a customer yet, into a customer potentially. So why not put that in there? Why not put that in your LinkedIn? It's not a lie. We don't lie. We don't have to lie to prospect. Absolutely not. And as I said, your employer does not own your LinkedIn. You don't even have to say who you work for. Just make it absolutely stuck. Make it absolutely trustworthy. And just because you're in a junior position or maybe in a senior position, but you can pimp it in a way, you can adjust it in a way that someone who is a level higher, who is maybe a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company, will be happy to accept your invite because you kind of piqued interest. That's what we want. We want to get, the biggest hurdle is having our invite accepted. That's it. Once we cross that line, they are fair game, quote unquote, right? Please leave your guns at home. But they invited us to start the conversation, to initiate the conversation, and they are ready to hear what we have to say. Why else would they have accepted our invite? Right? That's the mindset, how I go about that. Anybody who accepts my invites, we talk business. And of course, there it goes through qualifying, disqualifying, you know, right time, need, blah, 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 all that probing sales framework, discovery call methodology that we developed, that goes along with that. But I want to have my name in front of the right people, what we do in front of the right people without lying. Yeah. Even if you're a junior SDR or whatever it is, you don't have to lie your way to a meeting booked, right? We just need to have the confidence to say, okay, as of now, we're not an SDR anymore. We are a customer enablement manager. What is that? Who gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck. It's all just made up names. SDR is just made up. CEO, that's just made up. It's just the tag that we attach to someone so that we can have an understanding and a communication on eye level. So that's what I would do. And then the next thing is the messaging. Well, we have to, well, we said, okay, the invite first. How do I send invites? How do we do that? How do we train our sales team to do that? First of all, get your LinkedIn profile absolutely right. And then have your ICP precise, absolutely precise. Again, that is part of the Probing Sales Framework training program that we have. The links are all over the place. It's in the ticker here down below. I'll put it in the comments below. If you go to my profile, you'll see that here. So have your ICP ready. Have your target account matrix ready. And then do I send an invite? Do I send a note to the invite? Absolutely not. No note, because that goes into the preview. And if you blow it there, then that's the chance you had. So no note. I just make sure that my profile is absolutely stellar. Now, yeah, given I'm not a junior anymore, that helps a lot. But with everything that we discussed today, you can absolutely skyrocket your profile from one day to another, right? And one thing that is really interesting, and I don't think it is taught enough, a CEO has a different agenda than a sales manager or than an IT director. They think about different things. They think about different challenges. They think about different goals. Now, if you as an SDR in, let's say, a SaaS or cybersecurity company, you approach, you give that one shot to a CEO and you approach them with something that is on a management level, there goes your shot. That's gone, right? So we need to, we want to understand what they are thinking about. We want to understand whoever it is that we are targeting, what does their day look like? What does their plan look like? What's their goal for this week, for the month, for the quarter? And then we need to merge that. Then we need to talk about that, right? A sales manager, for example, could be worried that their sales reps don't hit their quota. A CEO on the other side in that same organization might think, what's our bottom line look like by the end of this quarter? What's the profit, right? What's the cost look like? The CFO in the same organization, they will dig into the nitty-gritty things of that balance sheet, of that cash flow, of the revenue and the costs and the expenses. So once you know that, it's not that you have to study all of that, right? You just, you know, become aware that you would have a different conversation. And why do I say that? Well, what we do, and we're running experiments at the moment, we do a, what we call a one message prospecting, right? So we know that they're open to talk. We know that they're open to business because, you know, they accept our invite. Perfect. Fine. So how do we go about that? Well, again, if you have the chance to engage with their content, to engage with what they do, if it's on a C-suite level, if it's on even a management level, maybe head of IT, head of digital transformation, you'd be surprised how little they post on LinkedIn. So we need to do it slightly differently. The good thing is they don't have much time, or they don't want to take much time out of their day. So a message, an email needs to be absolutely spot on. And it can be, what's the last email that we wrote? I think it was 60 words. That's it. Why? Because it's easy scannable. They see their notification. Great subject line, captivating subject line. Ideally, it's boring as fuck. Why? Because then it looks like, oh, it's something to do with business. If you overthink it and turn it into a sales pitch and try to be funny, they know it's a sales pitch, right? So just make it boring. Results in Q3, subject line. Every CFO will open that. Every CEO will open that. Performance in Q4, every sales manager will open that. Every sales manager will open that. So we have to be a little bit creative, but not too creative, so that we get in there, right? And it's not unsolicited. Again, that's how I see it. If I accept an invite on LinkedIn today, sometimes I make a bet with my team how long it takes until I get a pitch in my inbox. That's it, you know? That's what we're on LinkedIn for, you know? As soon as I invite someone into my network, into opening the conversation and so forth, I expect the person who sends me an invite to open and start the conversation, because I don't know why you send me an invite, but you know. So how can you help me? What do you want to talk about? And that's the best position that you can be in. For B2B sales, wow, absolutely brilliant. And as I said, we do the one messaging prospecting, then we do one follow-up, and that's it. If they don't reply, they don't reply, right? So rule of thumb is we are allowed to get in touch with our connections once a quarter. And if you want to top it, just imagine that you only have one shot, and that just make that work. But we don't want to burn bridges. We don't want to be absolutely salesy in our approach. So the way we want to be approached, that's exactly how we go out. And we don't want to be pitched, so we don't pitch. So what do? Well, we ask one question. And that question, we can cram that into 60 or 70 words in one email. And usually the question that we ask is part of is a value proposition question. That's part of our framework as well. And I talked about value proposition questions a little bit earlier. So if you're on TikTok, just scroll down on my account. You'll see a couple of videos about value proposition question. To make it short, to make a long story short, a value proposition question is never about you. It's always about your prospect, about your buyer, about their challenge, right? And it's not even asking, are you having that challenge, right? We frame it differently. We frame it differently. It's all part of the probing sales framework. Again, we've got a tremendous training program online, and we do all sorts of things for free, right? If you just go to YouTube and just watch all of these videos that we put out for free, I hope you get a lot of value out of it. I hope it's not boring. I know it's not boring because I made them, but I hope you get some value out of it. Anyway, so that's the one question with just one follow-up. So one call, not a cold email, it's a warm email with one follow-up. So that's how you can go about it. Prospecting on LinkedIn and the messaging. Of course, on top of that, as I said, build your own brand. You're not married to your employer, right? In sales, we know that, you know, oh my God, the churn rate is so high. On average, you'll have salespeople leave after, what was it, 18 months, I think is the last number. That's depressing, right? So the one thing that you want to do as an SDR is to build your own brand and not your employer's brand. Your employer's brand is basically just a stepping stone for you to build your network on LinkedIn. And here's the thing, because a lot of SDRs, let's put it the other way, because we still have a lot of traditional sales tactics and strategies and KPIs in a lot of sales organizations, most SDRs won't get the time and the flexibility to do just that on a day-to-day basis. They are rather pressured to do cold calls, you know, 50, 100 calls or dials a day, which, you know, if you just remember the story that I told you, is a complete waste of time. So if you want to build something for yourself and your employer, so we need to shift the whole mindset, we need to transform all of that. And everything starts with the salesperson, starts with you. So that's what I would do if I was an SDR, if I was a junior. I would sneak in, I would hit my quota, you know, just the dials that I had to do, whatever it is. But I would sneak in this social selling strategy or this prospecting strategy on top of that. Because from what we found from our experience and from what our clients found, it's a way more productive and effective way to close deals or to close discovery calls or to book demos or to book calls, whatever your metrics is. And if you apply all of which we discussed today with your profile, the LinkedIn profile and the approach, and we can go into the details here. I mean, we're 40 minutes in and I don't want to take too much time off away from you, from your evening. We can go way more deeper into that, and with a strategy, with, you know, the sequences, the steps and everything that you can do to set up a campaign like that, either a standalone campaign, or if you have KPIs and quotas in the background, we can show you how you can sneak that in without anybody knowing. So you can prove that what you do for yourself first works for the business as well. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.